Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Zinn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jimmy Zinn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Scubbel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Scubbel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. McManus reaches second base with a double. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Zinn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scubble. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Myatt reaches third base with a triple. Falk goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Gehringer, who tags Gardner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Zinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zinn moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 0 in the game. Scubble hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Emil Adey pinch hits for Vic Sorel. Emil Adey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Adey moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Rice reaches second base with a double. Adey scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Zinn covering, for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McManus hits a line drive towards third. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 0-1 in the game. Scubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Scubbell moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scubbell scores. Fothergill moves to third. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-6, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Oney Carroll now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. Falk moves to third. It's 8-7, Tigers. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Falk scores. Myatt moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 8, Tigers, 8. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The slide. Shea applies the tag. Myatt is out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel is 0-for-2 in the game. Scubbel hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 10-8, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heilman scores. There goes McManus trying to get to third. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags McManus for the out. It's 11-8, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Myatt strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. Fonseca scores. Falk moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 11-9, Tigers. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is hit by the pitch. Jackie Tavener pinch runs for Joe Hauser. Ed Morgan pinch hits for George Grant. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Porter moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-10, Tigers. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.